That means let's bring in Mike Cossey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was all right.
All right. I didn't have a bad weekend either. All right, now we get on to sports. Well, in the NBA and the National Hockey League, things returned to status quo over the weekend.
Yeah, the Bruins smacked them Saturday night. They beat them 7-2. They got out to an early 3-0 lead and coasted home from there. So they flexed their muscles. I said that would have been a big game for St. Louis to win. They didn't. And I think Boston's looking at a series win in 5 games now.
All right. And Golden State gets back up off the floor and regains home court advantage. They defeated Toronto Raptors. The Raptors.
They played?
Yeah, they played. They played and they won.
That's good.
I thought you'd like to hear that.
I was waiting for that. I don't think I could have survived today if I didn't know who won that game.
And I bet you were waiting to find out that the second best round yesterday in the Memorial Tournament went to Tiger Woods. He went from number 41 in the field to number 9 in the field, another top 10 finish. Every tournament he's been in this year has been in the top 10.
Remember who finishes 9th or 10th in a golf tournament and barely can remember who finishes first.
Mr. Cantlay finished first. He's a guy who was...
Who? Gatling gun?
No, Cantlay. Anyways, he was 2 shots behind after 9 holes yesterday, and he wound up winning the tournament by 3 shots. And he just was on fire. On fire.
Oof.
I know. Well, you can't understand what on fire means in golf, but it means smoldering and everything else. Okay. All right, let's get to baseball. Hey, the Red Sox finally get one versus the Yankees.
Yeah, that's the game you figured they would lose.
Yeah,
with Price pitching, you'd figure that Boston had no shot last night.
Until you saw who was pitching for the Yankees.
Sabathia.
See, yeah,
he had to cover first base on a play. I thought he was going to die.
I figured that this would be the one game they would lose. I did.
The Yankees.
Yeah, yeah.
Not me. I thought that'd be the game they win. Because Price comes to Yankee Stadium and he forgets how to play baseball.
Well, he still didn't do. I mean, it was 8-5. Price still didn't do that great. But
he didn't give up all the runs.
No,
he only gave up 2 runs.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so good for the Red Sox. Yay for the Red Sox. You know, I didn't realize they have the highest payroll in baseball.
Did you? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they're taking in consideration none of the Yankee players that are playing now. I don't know.
No.
They may have it.
They have the highest payroll, and the Dodgers are second.
That's nice.
Well, it used to be the Yankees that were always at the top.
Here's the whole thing. You got to wait until they re-sign Sanchez and Judge and all these other young guys.
That's right. Listen,
because
listen.
Right now they're making minimal salaries.
Listen to
so
this.
So to keep the team intact, they're probably going to have to increase their payroll by fourfold.
Yeah, well, here's it. Boston's the highest at $223 million a year. Listen to this. The San Francisco Giants are second at $203 million. The Cubs are third at $183 million. The Dodgers are fourth at $180 million. The Yankees are seventh at $167 million.
Yeah, like I said, because they have a lot of guys playing for them that are young and aren't getting paid yet. But they're going to have to open up the Brinks truck to pay all these guys. You're going to have to pay Judge and Sanchez and the shortstop, and the list goes on forever. So what are they making now,
$167 million a year.
Well, to keep everybody that they have, it's going to be pushing $350.
I was going to say I would say $270, $280 million.
No, it's going to have to double what it is.
We'll see.
They're all going to be making Stanton-like money.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see. But anyway, I just found it interesting. The Yankees no longer at the top.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's not a surprise because, like I said, all the young players they have. They don't have all those older guys making big contracts anymore. The biggest contract is Sabathia and Stanton. After that, it falls drastically. But that's going to have to change if they're going to keep these guys.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports?
The other team.
The Mets.
Oh, my God, are they bad.
They really are.
I watched them Saturday night because they were on late. Familia came in and just threw gasoline on a fire. My God, they had this guy. They knew how bad he was. They got lucky when Oakland took him away from them. Why did they bring him back? I do not understand why this guy is on any major league team, never mind the Mets. I mean, they knew how bad he was once. Now they do it again to him. They went to Arizona and got completely manhandled by Arizona. They got lost yesterday 7-1 in a very lackluster effort for the Mets. And now you're going to have to start questioning how much they're putting out. And they come home from a West Coast trip to play the Giants, who were sitting in Baltimore fattening up against them. And they only see Bumgarner to open up the series tomorrow night. If there's ever a game to bet, folks, if you don't bet, you bet on the Giants tomorrow night against the Mets.
All right, how about the Phillies signing on Jay Bruce?
Well, they need it because they stink. They got smashed by the Dodgers yesterday. Jay Bruce, that's not an answer. Doesn't Jay Bruce play right field?
I don't know. I just know he's an all-star, but I don't know.
He plays right field, right? But
yeah.
Doesn't Bryce Harper play right field?
Yeah. I guess so.
Yep.
There you go.
That makes no sense. The Mets tried to put Jay Bruce at first base. It didn't work. So I don't know what the Phillies are going to try to do that the Mets couldn't do. So, yeah, they picked up Jay Bruce. That's not an answer to too many questions. However, I watched some baseball last night that was very, very good has been for the last 40 years, the College World Series. Right now they're on the regionals, and it was tremendous baseball being played all weekend by all the teams you see, and now they get to move on to the super regions this weekend before they go to Omaha to the World Series. If you want to watch real baseball in the way it's supposed to be played, don't watch Major League Baseball for the next 2 weeks. Watch college baseball. Well, ESPN had it on three channels, too. It was great.
Well, you know what? What really gets me going, I watched for a few minutes yesterday the Women's College World Series in softball.
Yeah, I heard about that.
They're throwing 80 miles an hour from softball length away from to the home plate. I think it's 70 feet, 71 feet.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's 46.
I don't know, but they're throwing the ball 75 to 80 miles an hour. Holy smokes.
Yeah, that's entertaining for a little while.
Well, anyways, it's
good. Watch the men play. It's good baseball.
Oklahoma versus UCLA in the women's. And yeah, no, the men's, it is good baseball, and it's tons of baseball.
I've been watching it for 40 years. It's great. And you see a lot of names playing there that make it big time in the major leagues.
All right. Where else are we going, sports? Anyplace else?
That's about it.
All right.
Baseball, basketball, hockey. We covered it all. Anybody from the NFL go to jail this weekend?
No, but there's a story, and I wanted to speak to you about that. There's a story about the NFL. Remember Calvin Johnson?
Was he a receiver?
Yeah, he was probably the best wide receiver in their history, okay?
No.
Oh, yeah.
There's some guy with a last name named Rice. I don't think he was as good as him.
I'm talking about Detroit.
I don't care if you're talking about Kalamazoo. You said the best player in football.
I said the best.
It's Jerry Rice.
No, the best player in Detroit's receiver in Detroit's history.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's owed money from as far back as the 2015 year. How does a team
get? He's not getting paid.
I don't know. They're reneging on a portion of the signing bonus they gave him when he signed back in 2011.
So for 8 years, this guy didn't get the money he was supposed to get.
Yeah. So,
like I say, the IQ level of some NFL players is not too high. He should have been there the next day after it was due.
I guess he wouldn't have played any games
until I got paid.
I guess he was just, you know, he was in negotiations with them, and they're saying, "Don't worry about it, don't worry about it." And then finally, after he's retired for a couple of years, you better start worrying about it.
I'd be worrying about it the second day it didn't happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's crazy.
All right. Well,
I got to check that out and see what's wrong with that.
All right. I'll check with you tomorrow.
I'll be here working the polls tomorrow.
All right. So we'll speak to you at the polls?
Yeah, I don't even know what it's for this time.
All right. Well, have fun.
Yes.
All right, goodbye.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.